Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got plenty to talk about, but first we want to talk to our Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm a little miffed at you, if I'm going to be honest here. I understand we had a good time right across the street from where I live. You were at Camp Blanding getting to shoot down drones while I was sitting in my backyard and I had to listen to it. That ain't right.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. It was so fun, though. You know what I found out, Bob? Those drones, we hit them a couple times with those shotgun shells, and they actually didn't go down as quick and easy as I would have thought. It took a direct pop right up into the main core of that Chinese drone to really bring it down. I was actually shocked at how durable and resilient they were. It was a little surprising.
Let's start from the beginning. Like, where did we get our hands on these 500 Chinese-made drones?
Well, these are the ones that a couple years ago we ran legislation that got rid of. CGI as a drone, right?
Right.
We weren't going to use Chinese-made drones. Rather than just destroying them, they have been sitting, waiting, and we're reutilizing them to actually work through our drone training here in the state of Florida, using FDLE's donated them to be targets, to actually be taken down to help train our people in how we do this. It's pretty spectacular. Also, it's our military coming in here, training, building themselves up. It's really impressive what's going on when you watch these young guys out there pushing the buttons and flying these drones around. It's an incredible skill set.
No, I bet it is. And look, we're glad that you can use this instead of just wasting them or incinerating them. You were able to use them. Did you get to hang out with some of your old buddies in special ops?
Well, yeah, I might have seen a few guys who I've known for a couple decades, but it also felt good to get behind that shotgun and try to take these things down. I was really, really shocked at how difficult that truly was. It took a few rounds, but we got it. It was a good event. Great leadership and great opportunity for our state.
And they think the shotgun is the weapon of choice there. What about something on an AR platform?
Well, actually, the shotgun I was using was on an AR platform.
Oh.
Magazine-fed shotgun shells. It was pretty unique. but all in all, what I learned from this is that you've got to have a complex approach if you're going to take these things down. That has to be kind of your E in the PACE plan. By PACE, I mean primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency, kind of that fallback. It's hard to do. You got to have other countermeasures in that mix if we're really going to deal with the existing drone threat, though. A lot of work that has to be put into this.
We've got ICE people under fire. Tom Homan said, 1,200% increase on threats against ICE. There have been death threats. They've doxed them. Have we seen any issues or problems in the state of Florida related to that?
Well, you know, we've had some people try to put our ACE agent's name out there. We've seen this happen with a few other Border Patrol and other agents. And the fact is, thank God, with Governor DeSantis here, that nonsense does not fly. It's not accepted, and people are held accountable rapidly. But just to make sure people hear this, now we have all of our law enforcement's back completely. That's a hard stop. Don't threaten them. Don't dox them. Don't play games. We respect our men and women of law enforcement. We stand beside them. We support them, and they deserve the time, tools, and training necessary to complete their mission and get back home to their families each and every day. Their moms and dads and sons and daughters, just like everybody else.
You know, you having a great deal of experience in the military, and we certainly appreciate that. Well, what's your take on taking out these drug boats? And I guess specifically the left is trying to make a big issue out of coming back and finishing the job. They're making a big deal about that. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, one, I think we have to control the area around our nation, right? Those drugs are coming in. Those are an existential, complete threat to the humans in our state, the people in our state, and to our citizens. It's a real issue. We know we have to do that. Protecting our border is critical. So I don't have the details. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, so I can't speak to the specifics of that. But in the end, if it's a target and it's somebody who's threatening our way of life or is bringing drugs across this, look, it's a tactical mission. Last time I checked, you have to finish the mission appropriately. My suspicion is they followed their tactics, techniques, and procedures to a T, just like they always do. That's what our military is trained to do and what they were so good at when I was in and always have been. So my suspicion is this is much ado about nothing. This is more liberal backflips, just driving nonsense forward and playing games, because President Donald J. Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, I always thought it was, you eliminate the threat completely, you neutralize it, and whatever it takes to, like you said, complete the mission makes sense to me. Let me ask you this about the state of Florida. I mean, you know, we've come, we've gotten a little bit better when it comes to the insurance thing, some tort reform, things like that. Mm-hmm. What do you see on the horizon as a couple of the most challenging things that, you know, need to be addressed?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. So the number one thing that I get talked about all the time is, how do we make our dollars spread further, right? What's our cost of living? How do we improve that? That's really driven largely, the things people want to hear about are insurance and our property and auto. And then a lot of conversation on property tax. That's going to be critical this year. As you mentioned, with tort reform, it's working. Our rates are stabilizing. We have 17 insurance companies now. There are more primary, secondary market insurers coming in. That's working great for our property. Stabilizing is starting to rate fall and drop. And I think you'll see that continue as long as we have some months without hurricanes like this. It's good to see. We will do some transparency things, I'm sure, as well as holding people accountable from the insurance companies if they do something wrong. You know, mass punishment isn't necessarily the answer here. And auto rates are coming down. You saw Progressive just did that $1 billion refund out to their insured members. And then let's talk property tax. Why is important? It's simple. It's the only lever we can pull. The state doesn't get any funds from property tax. That goes to the munis exclusively. And that money goes right back into our taxpayers' pockets. So the drive this year and the push and the hope that I've heard from so many of our citizens is simple. Homesteaded properties should be exempt from property tax. You never really own your home if the government can take it from you because of a failure to pay taxes. It is that simple. So that's the goal. That is what we're pushing for. And that will put money right back in our people's pockets year over year. Because the fact is, your property values go up. Many of our municipalities have an addiction, not only to spending, but to increasing spending. So between property values going up, increases in millage rate, you get hit twice on this. And the American dream is to own your home. We believe it should be free and clear of the government.
I mean, that makes total sense to me. And I know that your counterpart, the CFO, Blaze Ngoli, has been working hard, going to communities and looking, you know, for a lot of waste. And he's found a lot of waste. But does that mean that those local municipalities are going to change their ways?
Well, now it's accountability, right? Once you identify a problem, you have to follow up and hold people accountable. You know, one of the things I talk about all the time that I absolutely love about Governor Ron DeSantis is he gives you a task, a condition, and a standard, and then he holds you accountable. And that is what exactly what we want as a leader. You know where people are, and you have to hold them accountable, or nothing follows through. Yes, we need the munis in the cities, the counties and cities, to follow through. Yes, people have played games, some counties worse than others, and spent money on things that, frankly, aren't to the benefit of all. And looking forward to continuing this, seeing what comes out of the communities. But then the end game is we just have to hold people accountable. But, you know, one of the things we hear about is, what about our law enforcement, our firefighters, our roads, our schools? Governor DeSantis doesn't want those to drop down. He's been a champion for all of those. He'll have his property tax bill out at some point here, what he wants to do, his guidance. And last thing I checked, last time I checked on it, Governor DeSantis is still a rock star, still the GOAT, still the governor of the great state of Florida. And wait and see what he comes up with. And we'll get this thing knocked out of the park, I'm sure. It'll be very specific and help lead the way.
Back to the basics, the true meaning of public safety. I'm with you, and I'm with the governor, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We always appreciate your time and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. See you guys.
All right, see ya. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up, a man arrested over a pepper spray attack. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.